Brothers and sisters, message 9. Let's read the title together. Keeping ourselves in the one flow of the Lord's work for the spreading of the church and receiving the Lord's mercy to be saved from Satan's scheme.
Amen.
This title is kind of long. There are three phrases. Keeping ourselves in the one flow of the Lord's work. This is Roman number one. For the spreading of the church. This is Roman number two. The third phrase, receiving the Lord's mercy to be saved from Satan's scheme. Is the Roman number three. In this message, they also have the fourth Roman number point. Now, all of us should follow the pattern of the Apostle Paul to do the same one work universally for the unique body. This pattern is Paul. This message is very long. If you include the reference verses, there are many pages. So today we don't have enough time to go through all the references. We can only choose some key verses. Let's take a look at the four Roman number points. Roman number one, the book of Acts reveals that in the move of the Lord, there is only one divine stream of the Lord's work and that we need to keep ourselves in the stream. Roman number two. The basic principle of the church is that it is eternal and universal, so the church must constantly spread on the earth. The growth of the church and the building up of the church are blessed on spreading, are based on spreading. Amen. Amen. Roman numeral number 4. All of us should follow the pattern of the Apostle Paul to do the same one work universally for the unique body. The four points are the pillars of the this message. To be the continuation of Acts. We need to be in this one stream. We need to get out of all the hindrance, obstacles, and get into this one stream. How about we pre-read those four major points? Let's pre-read all four points. Let's take a look at those four points we just have pre-read. Roman number one, the book of Acts reveals that in the move of the Lord, there is only one divine stream of the Lord's work, and that we need to keep ourselves in this stream. There's only one stream. There's only one divine stream. Okay, the point A, there are two references. That's what we just pre-read earlier. 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard, we report also to you that you also may have fellowship with us. This fellowship is the stream. And indeed our fellowship, and in the English, is fellowship is very clear. It's a singular, so it's only one fellowship. And our fellowship. And our fellowship, this fellowship is singular. In Revelation 22:1, and he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of the street. This is only a river. It's only one stream. In this verse, the street is also singular. The street also denotes fellowship. The fellowship stream are both singular. A river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. This denotes that this stream is not coming out from man, but from God. It's divine. In Lord's work, there's only one work. No, only one stream. And the stream is divine. It's out of God. It's not out of us. It's Roman numeral number one. Roman numeral number two. Church. The basic principle of church is that it is eternal and universal. Because it is eternal, so it has to continue. So, because it is universal, so you have to spread. So the church needs, must constantly spread on earth. Amen. Then Deuteronomy number two tells us, the Lord's move in Acts is for the building up of the church. Since the church is universal, so it needs to spread, constantly spread on earth. And the growth of the church and the building up of the church are based on spreading. Then we go to Roman numeral number three. We need to look at these four Roman numeral points and to link them together first. It's because there's only one stream, and it's one stream to bring in the spreading and growth. So there must be an opposing force to against the building up. So there's a frustration from Satan. This frustration came from Satan. Satan tried to frustrate the spreading and the building of the church. The stream is for the spreading and building up. And so Satan comes to frustrate. And so we must keep ourselves in the flow of the age of the building up of his body. For the building up of the church. Okay, Roman number 2, let's take a look at the reference verses. X1a, we're all very familiar. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. This talk about spreading from the center to circumferences. This is spreading from Jerusalem and next the whole Judea and Samaria and the uttermost of the earth. Acts 8:1, and Saul proved his killing, and there occurred in that day a great persecution against the church which was in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. So scattered throughout, that also is the spreading. That's Acts 9:31. So then the church throughout the whole of Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace being built up. Amen. So the spreading brings in building up. And going on in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it was multiplied. All three verses are talking about spreading and building up. So, no. In the Roman number 1, we see there's only one stream, one divine stream. And in the Roman number 2, it tells us this stream is for the spreading and building up. Now let's come to the Roman numeral point 3, and here says the Satan's tried to frustrate the spreading, so we must receive the Lord's mercy. So we must come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, amen, so that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. So, because there's frustration, so we need the mercy. Amen. So we must keep ourselves in the flow. Amen. And Roman number 4 says, we all should follow the pattern of the house of Paul to do the same one work universally for the unique body. Amen. So, to save from Satan's scheme. Thank you. Thanks to the Lord that the Paul gave us a pattern as this Paul. Paul is our pattern. We need to follow the pattern of house of Paul to do the same one work universally for the unique body. So this is Roman number 4 is a concluding word. So what is this message about? Talk about. They'll talk about one stream. In Acts reveals us in Lord's move, there's only one stream. This stream is from the throne of God and of the Lamb. So it is divine and only one stream. And second point tells us that this spring brings in spreading and the building up and the growth and the multiplication. When Lord moves on us, this will bring in Satan's frustration. So we must receive the Lord's mercy and must keep ourselves in the flow. And how could we keep ourselves in the flow of the age of building up this body? Praise the Lord. Or we just follow the pattern of Paul. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then we can see the skeleton of this message. Amen. Yeah. So we know what the burden of this message is about. So we have a bird's eye view of the message. Now we come back to Roman numeral number 1 about this one stream. There's 4 points under this Roman numeral 1. That's 3.A. The divine stream, which has been flowing throughout the generation, is uniquely one, since there is only one divine stream, and since the flow is uniquely one, we need to keep ourselves in this one flow. Sister, point B. Brother, point C. When we give the Lord the preeminence in our entire being, making Him our first love, He becomes the divine stream to us, flowing within us and out of us as the first works. The first works are works that are motivated by, issue from, and express the Lord as our first love. Only works that are motivated by the first love are gold, silver, and precious stone. Sister, point D. There's 4 points under Roman number 1. It's very clear. It's also a major point. It's only one divine stream. Point A says there's only one divine stream. There's no two streams, no two works. Point B, this divine stream, what does this divine stream bring? This divine stream will bring in the life, the divine building up. Amen. And the testimony of Jesus and the work of God. This point is coming out from the book. It says divine flow. Genesis 2:10, and a river went forth from Eden to water the garden. as for life. And 11, verse 2:11, the name of the first is Bishan. It is the one that goes around the whole land and where there is gold. So let's go. 2:12, and gold of that is good. Bdellium and onyx stones are there. Okay, so when you see gold, you see bdellium and onyx stones. They are all for building up. So the stream brings in life and building up. And Psalm 36:8 is about the river of your pleasures. And Psalm 46 is a river whose stream gladdens the city of God. So city refers to building up. So this river brings in city. Revelation 1. 22:1, there's a river of water of life in the middle. So the stream brings in life, fellowship, and testimony, and the work. And point C tells us, how does the stream flow? How does the stream flow? The stream is there. How does the stream flow within us? Amen. And out of us, first, we need to give the Lord the preeminence in our entire being, making Him our first love. He becomes the divine stream to us, flowing within us and out of us as the first works. The first works are works that are motivated by the preeminence. Give the Lord the preeminence is Corinthians. It's from Corinthians 2:9. And we love Him with our first love. And give Him the Lord the preeminence in our entire being. Then, outflowing from us is the first works. First place. First love, give Him the first love. And then we can accomplish the first work. The three firsts. First place, first love, and first work. The first works are works that are motivated by, issue from, express the Lord as our first love. Only works that are motivated by the first love are gold, silver, and precious stones. This point is very, very, very important. So next time when you prophesy, you just prophesy this point. If you can pre-read this point, and this point can be a very good prophecy. First, we need to give the Lord the preeminence. So, and then make Him our first love. And then out of us, as the first works. In Revelation 2:4, it says, but I have one thing against you. You have left your first love. 2:5, remember, therefore, where you have fallen from, and repent, and do the first works. Here you see first love and first works. 1 Corinthians 2:9, and God has prepared for those who love Him. Has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians 3:12. But if anyone builds upon the foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, only the work motivated by the first love are gold, silver, and precious stones. This is point C. Point D. This divine stream started on the day of Pentecost and has been flowing throughout all generations to this day. And this one stream is for God's goal to build up the church for His corporate expression. Matthew 16:18. This is the most important promise in the Bible. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. The main burden in this verse is to build my church. Next verse, 47, 1 through 12. It's pretty long. Then why they quote this passage? 47:1. Then he brought me back to the entrance of the house, and there was water flowing out from under the threshold of the house to the east, for the house faced east, and the water flowed down below the south side of the house. If you read the footnotes in the Recovery Version, and it will be clear, this streams flowing out to the east. What does the east denotes the glory of God. How the God has the glory, that's as a result of building. So, it's to the east means it's to the building up of God. And it start from the south side. What does the south mean? South means the right side. If you are facing right, if you're facing east, I'm sorry, you're facing, your right hand is south. So south side means the right side. The right side means it's the most honorable side. When Lord ascended to the heaven, he ascended to the right side of God. It's the most honored place. So this means that the stream has to be in a preeminent place. And also it says on the south of the altar. It's through the altar. What does altar denote? Altar denotes cross. So this stream is to the building up of God. And this stream needs to be at the preeminent place. And this stream will flow through cross. So it's just in this one verse, it talked about many things. And verse 11, but its swarms and its marshes will not be healed. They shall be left for salt. It's swarms and marshes. If you read the footnote, it says that this word is swarms and marshes. That's a mixture of dirt and water. So it's a mixture. There is some water there, but also dirt. This is compromise. It's lukewarm. It will not be healed. And they shall be left for salt. And we know in this situation there is no growth. And this stream should be at the preeminent place. This stream go through the cross. If you are not joined in this flow, if you not in the stroll, then you will be in the swamps and marshes. It is to the side of the stream. Even though it's close, but not in the flow. That's the swamps and marshes. The Roman number one says there's only one stream. And the point is, there's only one stream throughout the ages, generations. And point B shows us this flow brings in life, fellowship, testimony, and works. So how could we be in this flow? How could we be in this flow? Then we need to give the Lord the preeminence in our entire being and make Him our first love and do the first works. And also the first work are the words that motivate by issue from and express Lord as our first love. And only works, this kind of work are gold, silver, and precious. And this work is for the building up. And this stream is for the building up of the church, building up the church for His corporate expression. Now let's go to Roman number 2. There are 2 points under Roman number 2. talk about the spreading of the church and the growth and building up of the church. It's all by the flowing of the stream. Point A. It's 3.A. The spreading of the church is brought about by the growth in the Lord's life and the flowing out of the Lord's life, the overflow of life. The spreading of the church is brought about by the growth in the Lord's life and the flowing out of the Lord's life and the overflow of life. Okay, Ephesians 4:16, it says, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. This is a matter of life. John 7:37-39 says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living of water. First you drink and second you flow. Acts chapter 2. Let's pass that. 5:20. Gets 20. Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. When in the Bible says, the Spirit of God equals Spirit is God. Grace of Christ, it means just Christ is grace. Here, the words of this life means this life, this words as life. The word I spoke to you are Spirit and our life. Here it just points out that this is words of this life. So this is the spreading of life. So the spreading of light is the spreading of the words. Let's read together Acts 6:4. But we will continue steadfastly in prayer and in the ministry of the word. And the word of God grew, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem multiplied greatly, and a large number of the priests obeyed the faith. But the word of God grew and multiplied. Thus the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. Acts 6:4, in the beginning of the church life. And the apostle says, it's not proper for them to do the things, but not in the ministry of the word. So they choose 7 to serve the food. And then in the verse 7, and because that the word of God grew and the number of disciples in Jerusalem multiplied greatly, and a large number of the priests obeyed the faith. And then chapter 12 again said the word of God grew and multiplied. 19:20, and the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. The spreading of the life. It didn't say the spreading of the life, but it says the spreading of the words. So the spreading of the words is the spreading of life. So this point is very important. And point B, when the church begins to spread, erroneous concepts are shattered, regardless of whether the concepts are regional, racial, or mutually discriminatory. It is through spreading that all our cross minds here, the erroneous concepts are shattered. 1 Corinthians 12:24, God has blended the body together. Colossians 3:10-11, the new man is the body. The new man in verse 11 is where it means in the body. There cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian. He didn't say there is no Greek and Jew. He didn't say, it says cannot be. There cannot be. There cannot be Greek and Jew. Because Christ is all. So, when the church spreads, there's no Greek and Jews, there's only Christ. Point C, Acts A shows the first step in the church spread was to Samaria, and the second step was to Ethiopia, to Africa. This shows that we must preach the gospel to every tribe and tongue and people and nation, because the church is universal and needs to spread. Amen. From point C on, he just from the beginning till end in the Acts to see the spreading of the church and the positive effect of the spreading. And in chapter A, is because the persecution, the saints began to scatter to Samaria, where Samaria is mixed race. It's hard to get Jews, saints, to preach gospel to Samaria, but because of persecution, the saints scattered throughout Samaria. And also, it mentioned Philip preached gospel to a eunuch of Ethiopia, who is a black. Okay, well, then we can point to another point. It's point D. Shows God's choosing of Saul, which is against this human concept. Our narrow, erroneous human concept is to be broken and shattered through the spreading of the church. We must believe that a person can be persecuting the church in 1 hour and preaching the gospel the next hour. Okay, in chapter 8, you can see the spreading from Jerusalem to Samaria. Okay, and chapter 9, now you can show the one who persecuted the church now preaching the gospel. This is against the human concept. It's against human concept. And the Lord spoke to Ananias in the vision to charge him to find Paul. When Ananias went and lay hand on Paul and pray, it converts Paul to a believer. Point E, Acts 10 indicates that the Lord's evangelistic move on earth is under his administration on the throne in heaven, and that the gospel needs to be spread to the four corners of the inhabited earth to collect all kinds of unclean people, cleansing them with the redeeming blood of Christ and washing them with the renewing Holy Spirit. Okay, now we look Peter saw the vision, the unclean and unclean animals. This is, means that this gospel has to go from Jews to the Gentiles. This is a big turn. 10:15, and a voice came to him again a second time, the things that God has claimed do not make common. In the Old Testament, they cannot touch those unclean things. But in New Testament, you read 10:28, and in the end it says, God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. In Old Testament, they were taught those are unclean. The Gentiles are clean. But in New Testament, there's a turn. The God has shown, again, show me that I should not call any man common or unclean. This is a big turn. Okay, then here see that gospel not was preached among the Jews, Samaria, but also was spread to the Gentiles, to the south of Cleinias. Point F, Acts 13 reveals that in the church in Antioch, the five prophets and teachers who were ministering to the Lord were composed of Jews and Gentiles, each having a different background, education, and status. This indicates that the church is composed of all races and classes of people, regardless of their background, and that the spiritual gifts and the functions given to the bodies of the body of Christ are not based on their natural status. From the preceding points, we can see the spreading from Jerusalem to Samaria to the Gentiles world. Also see the conversion of the Paul. And here we can see an even greater spreading. And now there were in Antioch, in the local church, five. There are five prophets and teachers who were, Barnabas was a Jew. Barnabas is a Jew. And also the Niger. Niger means a black, and one from Africa. And Lucius, a Manian, and the foster brother of Herod. Who is Herod? Herod is the one who killed the John the Baptist. So, Manian may be a Roman citizen. So you see here, there are different skin color, different classes, different races. They are all come together. Paul grew up in Tarsh. They all have different backgrounds. But in Antioch, in a Gentile church, the leading five brothers are all from different backgrounds. This, you see the spreading, not just Jews, but also Gentiles. You know, the people's different color and different classes. Point one, through these five faithful and seeking members of the body of Christ, the Lord took a great step to set apart Barnabas and Saul for his work and move to spread the gospel of his kingdom to the Gentile world. Sister two. This is a big step from the Jews spreading to the Gentiles. This move is through these five faithful and seeking members. This point two means it's from man, but from God. He is by the Spirit, in the Spirit, and with the Spirit. So this is the move of both God and men. So in Acts 1 through 4, 13, 1 through 4, it says in verse 2, and as they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, in verse 3, and they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands. In verse 4, and they been sent out by the Holy Spirit. So this is a move of both God and men. The following points are the four trips of Paul. Point G on the Apostle Paul's first trip. To spread the gospel, he went to Cyprus and then to Asia Minor to establish many local churches. Sister, point H. Brother I, point I. Paul's third journey was from Antioch to Galatia, Phrygia, Ephesus, Macedonia, and Greece to Jerusalem. And sister point K. These four trips are all recorded in Acts. The first trip is Paul and Barnabas. It's Barnabas led Paul. Cyprus is an island. And then to Asia Minor. Asia Minor is today's Turkey. This is the first trip is just in Asia, and second trip, because of the Jesus Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus forbid. So they went to the Europe. So second time Paul went with Silas. The third trip is from Antioch to Galatia, Phrygia, Ephesus, they're all in Asia Minor. Then they cross the sea to Macedonia in Europe, Greece. So it's further. And then the third time, from the 10 points, we can see this stream. In the records of Acts is step by step from the center to the circumference. Thanks the Lord. This is positive flow. It overcome many obstacles, and you can see the gradual spreading of the church, and finally it reaches Rome. Then those days, people mostly just live along the Mediterranean seas. And that time, Spain can be considered as the uttermost of the earth. So the burden is from the Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Roman number 3 is from the negative point. To be in this stream, we must receive Lord's mercy. And well, let's read it. We must receive the Lord's mercy to be saved from Satan's scheme to frustrate the spreading and building up of the church. And we must keep ourselves in the flow of the age for the building up of his body. I'm sorry, we are reading point A, under 3. This stream is for building up. And while it's a frustration from Satan, it's also because of the building up. How much we are saved and how much we will be built up. We'll be saved. What's that, the most negative things? So it's the ordinances, the laws, the human concept. And Philippians 1:19 says, I know that for me this shall turn out to salvation through your petition and bountiful power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This salvation means complete salvation. Not only was saved when we were baptized, but we also need to save from all things. And Philippians 2:12, it says, amen, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. So from where to salvation of what is from Philippians, saved out of Philippians 2:14. And also in Philippians 2:16, because some one came from Judea, began to teach the brothers about circumcisions, the custom of the Moses. So we need to be saved out of that regulation and natural human nature concept. Amen. There are many also cases to see where shall we be saved from. Point D, we must learn from the lesson of Paulus to be saved from a ministry that lacks a complete revelation of God's New Testament economy and from not being 41 with the ministry of the age.
Amen.
This is about Peter. I'm sorry. I missed it. It's B, not a D. It's about the case of Peter because of the religious tradition and old background. Amen. It's quite contradictory. He called the name of the Lord, but he also said, absolutely not. And then who is the Lord? And who is the Lord here?
这就是一个矛盾。 然后啊，说这一切啊，凡属并不洁之物，我从来没有吃过。
And Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common and unclean." So this is tradition.
使彼得胜过了这个。
But praise the Lord, God make people make Peter overcome this. Point C, we must learn this from.You must learn from the lesson of Barnabas to be saved from human opinions, natural relationships, disputes that arise among the co-workers because of personal relationships are terrible. Remember this well. Barnabas. When nobody receives Paul, it is Barnabas who bring Paul into the church life, to the ministry.But because Paul grew very fast, and in Acts 15:35-40, in verse 39, Barnabas, taking Mark along, sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and went out, having been commended to the grace of the Lord by the brothers.The point is this verse. Paul's going out was commended by the brothers. So he's going out in the body and the blessing of the body. But Barnabas going out, he took Mark. Who is Mark? Mark is cousin of Barnabas and sailed away to Cyprus.Where is Cyprus? Cyprus is Barnabas' hometown. So, there's no mention of the brothers or body. But, on the other hand, Paul was sent by the brothers. So, from this, we can see that Paul is right and Barnabas is wrong.But this Mark later becomes very helpful to Paul. In the Bible, Barnabas is not mentioned anymore, but Mark was mentioned later. Point D, we must learn from the lesson of Apollos to be saved from a mystery that lacks a complete revelation of God's New Testament economy and from not being 41 with the ministry of the age.
Amen.
Amen.Everyone has its weak points. Barnabas, we saw human opinion, natural relationship. And on Apollos, we saw lack a complete revelation of God's New Testament economy. It's dangerous and it's not one with the mystery of the age. We can see Acts 18:24-28.And a certain Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, an eloquent man, arrived at Ephesus and was powerful in the scriptures. First is eloquent and second is powerful in the scriptures. And this man was instructed in the way of the Lord. So you have three qualifications. And also being fervent in spirit. Oh, it's not many like Apollo. It's eloquent, it's powerful in scriptures, instructed, and also fervent in spirit. But then there is but.But he knew only the baptism of John. He only knew the repentance, but doesn't know the baptism of the Spirit. So he has worked in Ephesus many years. When Paul arrived in Ephesus, the people in Ephesus don't even know about the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when he intended to pass through into and Acts 19:1. Amen. While Apollos went, is Aquila. They do not debate with Apollo, they just invite them and and shepherd him, shepherd Apollo, and then this is a very good pattern on how Paul shepherds Apollo. Amen. In 1 Corinthians, now I mean this, that each of you says, I am of Paul and I of Apollos. And because Apollos is very eloquent, and also Paul in Scripture, so this Apollo causes this division. So, not only so, in 1 Corinthians 16, now if Timothy comes, see that he is with you without fear, for he is working the work of the Lord, even as I am. Timothy working the work, even as Paul. Not only that Timothy is in the one stream, but he is also one with the ministry of the ages. Just even as I am, as Paul is. And verse 12 is the opposite. Why to put the three verses together so you can see the difference? And concerning our brother Apollos, I urged him many times to come to you with the brothers, yet it was not at all his desire. You see the oneness there now? Amen. When Paul charged Timothy to go, Timothy went. But when Paul charged Apollos to go, Apollo did not. Then later he said, but he will come when he has opportunity. So you can see Apollo's difficulty. The weakness of Apollo is that he lacks a complete revelation, and also he insists his feelings, so that's become his problem. Point E. We must learn from the lesson of Paul in Acts 16:6-12. These verses indicate the problem of the workers coming to a place and tending to become set and settled down, not wanting to move. All relationships, all affections, all inclinations, and all concepts keep us from flowing the inner leading of the indwelling spirit. Amen. Chapter 16 is the second trip. First trip to the Asia Minor, very successful. So second time, naturally, Paul wants to go again to visit the churches there. But, amen. But they have been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but yet the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. And by passing Mysia, they came down to Troas. But during the night, a certain man, a Macedonian, was standing and entreating him and saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And when he had seen the vision, we immediately endeavored to go forth into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to announce the gospel. So we should not follow our old concepts. Let's read point F together. Amen. Now we come to Acts 20. In this passage, Paul set his mind to go to Jerusalem for two reasons. One, to solve the problem of mixture in Jerusalem, the mixture of Old Testament, New Testament, because there are someone went the first time he went to Jerusalem because to solve this mixture. The second reason is for the financial fellowship. Amen. To bring the offerings to the Jerusalem. But Spirit spoke through many people. There are many prophets, yeah, amen. There's Acts 21:11. There's many. Don't go. In this matter, Paul did not listen to the speaking of the law through the body, through the members of the body. Point G. Must learn from the mistake of James and the devastating mixture of the church in Jerusalem. This is very clear and serious. The mixture would devastate the church. You know, James is the leading brothers in Jerusalem. In the church in Jerusalem, there is a mixture. Paul, amen. 21:20. And when they heard, they glorified God and said to him, "You observe, brothers, how many thousands there are among the Jews who have believed, and all are zealous for the law." Who believe? The belief of Jesus Christ is the New Testament. It's New Testament. But zealous for the law is Old Testament. So they both believe and zealous for the law. So that's a mixture. They're all mixed together, Old and New Testament. And at last, the law cannot help but to destroy Jerusalem. And the Matthew is the prophecy. King became angry, he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Matthew 24:2, it says, "There shall by no means be left here a stone upon a stone." The way of the Lord is higher than Paul's way. Lord's way is to destroy. And there's 4 points under G. Let's read. Sister, point two. Brother, point three. Sister, four. All 4 points tell us about the mistake of James. He says in the Old Testament, Prophet Jeremiah already said the law of lie would be written upon our hearts. So James that's not fully in the New Testament. And Paul spoke of being crucified Christ. But James is in the self-cultivation. It's not enough. We should by the cross and self-denial. The James is a very godly person. He prayed a lot. So we should not be deceived by those who are godly but don't have a revelation, don't have the vision. James boasted that there were myriads of believing Jews in the church in Jerusalem. But Paul was zealous to gain Christ. So, point H, you must learn from the lesson of Paul to be saved from the mixing of Judaic practices with God's New Testament economy, which is not only erroneous but also abominable in the eyes of God. So Paul came to the Jerusalem, Acts 21, verse 21, and they have been informed concerning you that you are teaching all the Jews throughout the nations, apostates from Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children, nor to walk according to this custom. So, what then is to be done? So this is what James says wrong. We need to read Hebrew 10:29, the last reference. And after this, Hebrew was written by Paul later in his ministry. By how much do you think he will be thought worthy of worse punishment, who has trampled underfoot the Son of God, and has conceded the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and has insulted the Spirit of grace? What does it mean, trample underfoot the Son of God? Jesus is the Lamb of God, has already been sacrificed and offered. And now we offer another sacrifice. Then that's the trample underfoot the Son of God. And has considered blood of covenant, but he was sanctified a common thing. He already shed his blood and set the New Testament. If we seek other blood, that means we consider blood of covenant as a common. The Spirit of grace within us. Amen. We need to learn to be saved from the mixing of Judaic practices. Amen. With God's New Testament economy. Okay, point I, we must learn from the lesson of Paul's appealing to Caesar, utilizing his Roman citizenship to save himself from his persecutors, so he might fulfill the course of his ministry. There's also 3 points under it. Brother 1, Paul was willing to sacrifice his life for the Lord, but he still endeavored to live longer so that he might carry out the Lord's ministry as much as possible. Sister, God in his sovereignty rescued Paul so that he might separate him from all the dangerous situations and entrapments and send him to a quiet prison. This was to afford him a quiet environment and give him time, whether in Caesarea or in Rome, so that through his last epistle he might release exhaustively to the church throughout the generations the revelation of the mystery of God's New Testament economy that he received from the Lord. Point 3, the benefit and profit that the church throughout the generations has received from this epistles will take eternity to measure. How many epistles are there written by Paul in prison? There are 8. Total of 8. Before he was in prison, he wrote 6. It's Roman, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. After that, he had Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and also 1st and 2nd Timothy, and Titus, and Hebrews. Amen. And Paul and I must learn the lesson of Paul appealing to Caesar, utilizing his Roman citizen to save himself from his persecution so he might fulfill the course of his ministry. From this point on till he was martyred, it has a long time. He was arrested and was sent to Rome. But when he was in Rome, he has an environment how he can write the eight epistles. Acts 28, Paul was born a Roman citizenship. This was given by God. Paul, this was prepared by God. When we read Acts 25, first Festus, wanting to gain favor with Jews, he wants Paul to bribe, and Paul doesn't have any money. And then he tried to please Jews. He did not let Paul go. It's God's will that Paul was not released, because once he was released, his life would be in danger. And because of appeal of Paul, and the Lord leads him step by step to the Rome, so that he has time to write the eight epistles and have become a very important in the New Testament. In Acts 20:24, I consider my life of no account as if precious to myself, in order that I may finish my course. He doesn't just want to live long, he wants to finish his course and may end the ministry. And Acts 24:27, and when 2 years were completed, Felix was succeeded by Paul, Fetus, and wanting to gain favor with Jews, Felix left Paul bound. But praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord put him in prison. Let him stay in prison is for the need of the church. Amen. And when the Paul entered into Rome, he was permitted to remain by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. So this is a good environment for him to write. Amen. Amen. And people can also visit him. Amen. And once, amen, 2 whole years in his own rented dwelling, and welcome all those who came to him. Amen. This is all under God's sovereignty. In he remained 2 whole years in his own rented dwelling and welcomed all those who came to him. Amen. And he proclaimed the kingdom of God and teaching Jesus unhindered. Amen. We stop here, Roman number 4. We all have a bad pattern. Amen. We should follow the pattern of the Apostle Paul to do same work, same one work universally for the unique body. Amen. There's an excerpt about 4 kind of the workers. I'm sorry, I don't have that. It's day 6. The 4th kind of what we need today are the 1st and the 2nd kind of co-workers. This in day 6, page 187.
至于别人的工作如何，我们不能干涉，我们在此并不破坏别人的工作。
Amen. Week 9, day 6, page 187. This is the word of Watchman Nee. After he resumed his ministry, this the major burden of this message is the first three Roman numeral points in the move of the Lord. There's only one divine stream. This stream will bring in the spreading of life, which is also the same as spreading of the words. When it spreads, it will bring in the Satan's frustration. The frustration is in our nature concept and our old concept and all traditions and our nature relationship and the Old Testament practice. So we need to be saved, amen, out of all this and to build up the body of Christ. So the Roman number 2 and 3 is a whole review of Acts, from positive views and the negative views. In the morning revival verses, the important verses in day one, First John 1:3, about the fellowship. The stream is singular. It's our fellowship with the Father and His Son Jesus Christ. This stream is with God and man. So it is with God and with man. This stream is divine. It's from the throne of God and of the Lamb. So the verse in day 1 is quite important. In day 2, Acts 1a and 8:1, talking about spread. The A1, and because of great persecution, the Kent Church, which was in Jerusalem, all were scattered. Okay, verse chapter A1 is the fulfillment of the Acts 1a. And day 3, the Acts 13, 1-2, is about five members from different background, and that's where there's a big turn that spreading into the Gentiles land. And day 4, Acts 15:5-39, is all about the frustration from Satan, and about bring the laws into the New Testament economy. And the day 5, chapter 16, that we need follow the leading of the Spirit, not follow our old concept. And day 6, we have to receive the leading of the Holy Spirit. Acts 23:11, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for as you have solemnly testified to the things concerning me in Jerusalem, also you must testify in Rome." So you see, the stream is coming to Rome. We don't have much time, so we only have about 5 minutes, so we have some sharings.